Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
August 22nd, 2006, the Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, the impact of printing. That's right, I want to talk a little bit more about printing today because I've had a couple interesting experiences since I've last covered it in a podcast that I want to talk with you about because they've actually changed the way I think about printing, and I think it might be something that you want to chew on yourself. This all started actually in Iceland, and the way that we worked in Iceland is that we would shoot all day, and then we would go back to our barracks, often a Foss hotel. One of the things I love about Foss hotels in Iceland is that they're located in spots that other hotels usually aren't, and sometimes they're like converted work barracks. For instance, the one that we stayed in and Nesbud was actually originally constructed to house the workers when they were building the steam plant that's nearby. And then, of course, once the steam plant was built, then there was no longer a need for workers to be housed there. And Foss Hotel bought it and then would make, kind of this really cool place to stay. And we had a workroom. So we would go into the workroom about 11 o'clock at night after we'd been shooting. We would upload our pictures into Lightroom. And by the way, Lightroom is available now, both in Windows and Mac versions. And you can download the beta for free and use it. And it has a really good print module. The two modules that I really like in Lightroom as it exists right now are the print and develop modules. Develop is a terrific way to adjust your raw images or your JPEGs even. And the print module is a very new way of outputting. It makes it so much easier to get nice prints out of the print module in Lightroom compared to Photoshop or other applications where you have a lot of controls that you don't really understand. And in Lightroom, the print module controls, I think, make a lot of sense. They're very logical. And there's some flexibility there also. So we would go back into the workroom and we would start printing on these two Epson R2400 printers that we had. Epson was one of the sponsors. They sponsored ink and paper and these two printers. And we would start outputting big 13 by 19 inch prints. Now the goal of this printing exercise was we had a reception lined up back in Reykjavik the very last day of the trip. It was at the Apple store there, which is gorgeous. They have this nice big Apple store with these gigantic glass windows and everything. And there was an evening reception that was being promoted where all the VIPs from the local area and photographers and anyone else that happened to be in Reykjavik at the time who wanted to meet the photographers from the Iceland adventure and see their prints. We did a slideshow also, but we really were focusing on printing. We were making these beautiful, large prints that originally our idea was to mount them on the wall surrounding the reception area. There'd be beer and wine and hors d'oeuvres and all that kind of stuff. And the original concept was to mount these prints so that when people walked in, they could see all the work that we had been doing the previous week and interact with the photographers and have a nice time. But an interesting thing happened on the way to the reception. We sort of ran out of time. I mean, we were able to get the prints made, but we didn't really have time to get them mounted and to get them over to the store early enough in order to have them displayed. So what we ended up doing was just rushing over to the store. We had this big stack of prints. We had like over 100 prints that we had been working on all week, produced by the various photographers. And we just got there. You know, we figured, well, the most important thing is to get here, and then we'll figure it out as it happens. So we're going, okay, well, what are we going to do with all these prints now? Because we want people to see them. So there were these big glass windows on one side of the reception area, and we had removable scotch tape, and we thought, wow, why don't we just put the prints up on the window area there. We'll use this removable scotch tape, and then, you know, people can, you know, just look at them that way, and if they want, they can even, you know, take them down and hold them. And then the prints where we didn't have room to put on the window, we just would put in a big stack on this counter, and people could flip through them. Now, at the time, we thought that this was, you know, well, this is the best we can do kind of thing, but it actually turned into something totally unexpected. So what happened was, as people came in, and you know, they would say hi, and they'd get a glass of wine and maybe have something to drink, and we had a slideshow running. So you know, originally they would kind of see what was going on with the slideshow and watch the images there. But then as they began to loosen up and engage in conversation and start to look at the prints, we noticed that they were taking them off the wall, and they would hold them, and they'd walk around with them. And they'd take a print, and they'd go over to somebody else that they knew there or had met there and say, hey, look at this. And the other person would, like, take the print, and they would hold it, and they would look at it at different angles, and they would hand it to somebody else. They would feel the texture of the printing paper that we had used. We had actually used a couple different types. We had the semi-gloss. We had some luster. We had enhanced matte. So we had these different types of printing surfaces that people could hold and feel. And of course, the weight of the paper on some of these professional grade Epson papers is very nice too. So there's you know, the actual weight, this nice 10 millimeter resin coated stock that felt really good in the hands. Meanwhile, over at the counter, other people would be like flipping through the stack of prints, and they would pull one out and they would hold it under the light and they would set it aside, maybe for looking at later or for showing to someone else, and they'd go back through the stack. And the stack of prints also became a place where people would congregate, and they would discuss what they saw and begin to interact with them also. So I'm walking around, and you know, I'm talking with people, and I'm taking pictures also, because I had a lot of different roles in Iceland, and one of them, of course, was to sort of record what was happening, in addition to being one of the regular photographers out in the countryside. So I'd be walking around with my camera, and I started taking pictures of people interacting with the prints. Now, I've written about this on the Lightroom Adventure site, and in the show notes, I'll put a link to the piece where I wrote about this experience, and there are some pictures there also that I took of people interacting with the prints. And as a side note, I got the model gallery posted also. So I'll put a link to that. I had talked about that in a previous show. I had such a backlog because I had three shoots back to back to back. But I finally got that model catalog posted too. So I'll put a link to that. So anyway, I wrote about this, and I published some of the pictures of people interacting with this stuff that we had output through the Epson printers. And as I was looking at the pictures I had captured, and as I was thinking about the experience, it was fascinating to me, and it was so much better than our original plan. If you think about prints that are mounted in behind glass, and we all have gone to galleries and museums, and you know, and experienced this, and you watch people as they interact with that, they will keep a certain distance between the print and themselves. And maybe if it's a print they're really interested in, or there's some detail they want to see, they'll sort of bend over at the waist to get a closer look. But certainly there is a distance between the artwork and the person viewing the artwork. And I hadn't thought much about this before. I just sort of thought it was natural because, you know, that's the way most of us have experienced fine art prints. At Reykjavik in the Apple store, this experience was completely different. Because there wasn't anything separating people from the artwork, they got a lot closer to it. I mean, they felt no hesitation at all about actually taking a print off the wall and holding it, or about carrying a print around from the stack of prints. And, you know, as it worked out, we hadn't planned on this, but then people began to ask us if they could have one. And, you know, we were fine with that. I mean, the whole idea was for people to enjoy this. So once the word kind of said, yes, you know, you can take a print, then, you know, each of the photographer's name was printed on the print using the identity plate function in Lightroom. And so they would know, you know, who the photographer was that took the shot. And they knew that the photographer was probably there in the room. So then they began to seek out the photographer of their favorite print so that they could have it signed. And the next thing all of us realized is that someone would come up, they'd be holding one of our prints like it was a prized possession. And they say, are you Derek Story? And you go, yes, I am. And this is your shot. Yes, of course. I took this while we were out on a back road behind, you know, in the Nesbud countryside or whatever, and I'd, you know, tell a little bit about it. And then they'd ask me to sign it. And this was going on all over the room. So now the interactions changed again. Suddenly people were taking the prints and they're taking them to the photographers. They were having conversations with the photographers about the images and then, of course, having them signed. And then once we signed them, you know, then it was really interesting to watch the way they would hold these prints. They'd hold them very carefully, or they'd roll them up very carefully, and they would make sure that nothing happened to them during the course of events for the rest of the evening. It was fabulous. And in fact, in particular, I love this one anecdote that Mikkel Oland wrote about, where a retired photographer from the very north part of Iceland had heard about this reception. I think he was on the email list, and he had received notification about it. And he had gotten his car and traversed this countryside, 500 miles or so of countryside, to get to this reception. And, you know, he went through bad weather and bad roads. You know, bad roads in Iceland, you know, are a given, because, you know, most of the roads in Iceland, once you're outside of the main areas, are nothing but dirt roads. So he had done all this traveling and had made the sacrifice to get to this event. And he was a lovely gentleman, and he had been using Lightroom. So he liked talking about Lightroom and about how this represented, you know, kind of a new way of digital photography and so forth, and really sort of captured all of our hearts. So then someone got the idea, well, each of us should give this gentleman a signed print that he could take home with him, since he had, you know, gone to all this effort to make it. So then this became sort of another, you know, subplot of the evening. And we were all signing prints and letting him pick the one that he wanted from each of us. We got them all done and rolled them up. And so he had like a stack of dozen signed prints. And he was carrying them around like they were the most precious thing I had ever seen. And in fact, we asked him to join us after the reception. We all went out and had pizza of all things, but sounded really good for some reason. And so we asked him to come along because, I mean, you know, what the heck? This guy had you know, been traveling for a day and a half to come see us. And the whole night, oh, he was having a great time. He was in hog heaven hanging out with us and talking about photography. But the whole night, he had these prints under his arm, like he was not going to set them down. He was not going to let anything happen to him. He guarded them like the most precious treasure in the world. Okay, so why am I telling you this story? Well, because it changed the way I think about printing in a very, very big way. Yes, I still think that, prints look good in a frame with glass mounted on the wall. And, I'll continue to do that. But I also think now, because printing is more affordable than it ever has been, I can do a 13 by 19 out of my Epson R2400, which is one of the printers I have here in my studio, for really a few dollars. It doesn't cost very much. And then, instead of putting it in a frame, I can have it laying around my studio. I can have them out on a table or whatever. And when people come over to visit for whatever, whether they're clients that are finding out more about a wedding, maybe they want to hire me for a wedding assignment, or a corporate client, or, someone that I work with, whomever it happens to be, I can have these prints out and they can just grab them and flip through them and enjoy them. Now, I have prints on the wall in my studio too, and every now and then people will comment about, this print or that print. But it's always sort of from a distance, and it's more of a curiosity than what I would call true engagement. The minute that I started putting these prints out for people to touch, the whole conversation has changed. And right away, they'll go over to the prints and, they'll always ask, well, can I touch these? And I said, of course, that's why they're out. In fact, I think I'm going to make a little sign that says, please handle the prints or something like that. And the way that I output them out of Lightroom is Lightroom gives you a lot of control over how the format of the print looks. And this is one of the things I really like about the print module in Lightroom. So you can set, how big the borders are going to be on all four sides. And then another nice thing that you can do with it is that you can create an identity plate. And for instance, on a lot of these prints that I'm doing from Iceland, I'll just put Derek's story, and then I'll put a dash, and then I'll put Iceland. And it's typeset, so it looks really nice. And it looks like a poster. And you can do a line around the image if you want. You have some really nice options so that you can print these images so they have nice, wide borders around them so that people can handle, them, but yet not get fingerprints on the actual image itself. It's very conducive to touching. So I say, yes, touch them. And everything has changed about how people interact with my prints now. Suddenly, they come in and they see these things, and maybe I'm getting something ready, or I'm just finishing up another task while they're waiting. And instead of picking up magazines, which I've had out, and they would flip through magazines and stuff, but kind of in that sort of bored way, they'll now be touching the prints and asking me about them. Oh, where was this? When did you take this? Tell me a little bit about it. And then we'd have a nice conversation. These are conversations that I never had with prints that are mounted on the wall. Really. I mean, it's a whole different dynamic. And the reason why I want to talk about it here today is because I was thinking, a lot of us in the digital story audience, this virtual camera club that we have going here, we have printers. We might not have printers that can do large output, but we certainly all have printers that can do 8.5 by 11, which are, very, very nice prints to have hanging around. And of course, if you have big prints, then you have to have a big place for them to reside. It's a lot easier to find some space for some 8.5 by 11 prints. So the thing that I wanted you to think about is try this. Get some nice printing paper and output, let's say a dozen or so of your favorite images in your work area there. And instead of putting them behind glass, have them out somewhere where people can touch them. Have them out on the coffee table, or have them, you know, in an area on your office desk, or, you know, just somewhere that where people come to see you, in the reception area if you have an office at work or whatever, and see what happens. For one thing, you know, one of the things I've noticed is that I'm getting a lot more feedback on my work. You know, one of the big challenges as a photographer is that I know the shots that I like, but they're not always the same shots that other people like. And there's no way to find out what other people like unless they have a way to look at everything and then give you feedback. And I'm getting a lot more feedback now on my images than when I had them up behind glass. I also think there's something to the touching them in terms of the tactile sense. So this is an opportunity also to experiment with different types of paper. Some papers just feel better than others. For me personally, the paper that I don't like is the pure super glossy kind of paper. It just doesn't feel good in the hands, or as good as the hands as some of the semi-gloss, the luster, the matte. All of those have a really nice texture. Now, my cousin, whom I visited when I was down in Southern California doing a wedding, he's a photographer, and he enjoys, his name is Josh, and, you know, he enjoys printing. I mean, that's the first thing he always does. He takes a shot, and then he goes and prints it right away, which is something that I had always realized, but I was a lot more attuned to on this last time that I was down there, because I had been thinking about all this stuff myself. And like, his current thing is he has this paper that feels like canvas. It's it literally feels like cloth, but then it has a coating on it so he can run it through his printer, and that he gets very nice images. So now he's cutting this up into 4x6 and 5x7 pieces and running them through his printer. And then he comes out of his room and he hands it to you. And so right away, you know, you're looking at the shot and you're going, wow, that's an interesting shot. And at the same time, your fingers are feeling this canvas texture going, God, that feels really neat. You know, it doesn't feel like a print at all. It's not nearly as stiff, has a lot more tooth, you know, on and on and on. Now, I hadn't told him the story at all. This is just something that he intuitively does, but yet it fit right in with, you know, what I've been thinking about lately. Now, I want to give just a couple tips about printing itself. I had covered this in an earlier show, but it always is good to go over some of this ground again. The first thing that you want to do before you print is make sure that your monitor is calibrated. And you can either use a, you know, separate monitor color meter to do that, such as the Spider 2 by Pantone. Or you can actually, on Mac, you can actually go to your displays preference panel. And there's actually, and you click on color, and you can calibrate your monitor. They walk you through, and they have like a wizard that they walk you through. And it's more subjective than if you use a piece of hardware, but it works pretty well. But however you do it, make sure that you calibrate your monitor so that, you know, you're seeing accurate color on your screen. And then that way, when you do your adjusting in Photoshop or Lightroom or iPhoto or Aperture, whatever you're using, you're actually making, you know, good adjustments. Also, then the information that's sent to your printer then has, you know, a pretty good chance of giving you output that looks similar to what you have on your screen. Now, when you do print, if your printer comes with printer profiles, for instance, the Epson R2400, which is, by the way, the printer that I recommend for amateur photographers who are serious about printing. It costs about $800, but it is archival. It comes with printer profiles. You can do fairly large format, and it prints really, really well. So anyway, the R2400 comes with some printer profiles, and that way you can choose the type of paper that you're outputting. And then that way the printer can match the image that you see on your screen with the surface of the paper. And it works remarkably well. The other thing is that if you haven't tried Lightroom yet, I would say download it and give it a whirl. If for no other reason, to just to play with the develop module and the print module. The print output from Lightroom, I think, is quite good. It's very accurate. It's been very accurate on all the jobs that I've done. And you have some nice options for, you know, setting your margins, for adding an identity plate, and things like that. And since the software is free right now, you know, you can play with it and see if you like it. And then, of course, when the final version comes out later, probably later this year, you can make a decision if it's something that you want to keep. But right now, it's a freebie, and it's kind of fun to test for this whole, you know, printing thing that we're talking about right now. You know, then there are a couple other things, just real common sense things. Make sure that you have your correct printer selected in your page setup. Make sure that you have the right paper size selected in your page setup. And if you can, if there's a preview option, I like to preview the job on the screen before I actually print it, because a lot of times if there is something wrong with the margins or with the position of the identity plate or something, you can catch that in preview mode before you actually output it and, you know, spend the money on the ink and the paper. But the bottom line here is that, especially with the holidays going to be here before we know it, and if we want to give some of our photography as gifts, you know, we have to start way ahead of time, like now in the late summer, so that we have everything ready by the time we actually have to wrap our gifts. But think about printing for gifts. Think about printing to have around for people to interact with. Think about printing for your own way to evaluate prints, because, or to evaluate your images. Because there's something about putting it on paper that allows you to see the image in a different way than when you're looking at it on a computer screen. I love digital imaging because I can manage all my shots on my computer. And you know, I'm crazy about slideshows, and I'm crazy about web galleries and all that stuff. I really, really enjoy, you know, those aspects of digital photography. But if you really want to evaluate the quality of an image that you have, making an 8.5x11 or 11x14 print, and then looking at it under different types of lighting and just sort of living with it a while, really gives you a sense of, you know how powerful of an image you have. So printing output is an important part of digital photography, especially for evaluating, you know, the quality and the emotional impact of your images. It's something to think about, and something to think about maybe not locking them behind glass. All right, I have a few housekeeping things here to take care of. First of all, I want to mention grab shots, because we're on a roll again. We've had some great grab shots come in. We're having some new members to our virtual camera club join us, and they're contributing right away, which we all benefit from. So I want to welcome aboard all the new listeners that have come in over the last month or two. We like having you here. Thanks for coming, and we hope you stay and continue to contribute. The photo assignment for this month is red. And I'm getting some interesting stuff. One thing I like about the entries for the photo assignment I've seen so far is that there's a lot of creativity going on. I think, you know, the interpretation of red might be leading to that, but I'm very happy with them. If you're sitting on your assignment or you haven't, you know, just shot it yet, you still have time. Try to get it in by the end of the month. And I want to have a really nice photo assignment gallery for August. So red, get that shot in. And then I want to remind you about my favorite lens. If there's a lens that you just think is the cat's meow, make sure you write it up and send that in also. All of these things you can find out more about by clicking on the submissions button on thedigitalstory.com, and you can find out about grab shots and my favorite lens and photo assignment. And then, of course, if you just have questions or comments or ideas for shows, send those in to questions@thedigitalstory.com. I read everything, and I try to get back as quickly as I can. Sometimes it takes me a few days, depending if I'm traveling or not, but I will get back to you. And I just really appreciate all the communication that's been flowing back and forth lately and the contributions. It makes the site so much richer. And I've got lots of stuff I'm working on too, so we're going to have lots to keep us busy in the upcoming months. But now I think it's time that you grab your camera, go out, get some shots, go get a grab shot that we can put up on the site, and I will see you here next week.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.